The FBI is investigating WikiLeaks Vault 7 disclosures on CIA hacking. Of course, the FBI has been investigating WikiLeaks for a long time. This is just an uptick, and I just wanted to show you that this is what they're doing now. Judicial Watch sues the CIA for unclassified report on Russia. The conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch is suing the CIA, demanding access to an unclassified report that assessed the scope of Russia's interference in foreign elections. Judicial Watch filed for a Freedom of Information Act request last December and is arguing that the document should have already been produced by the agency. Most importantly, the existence of the document is clear. Based on a December report from the Wall Street Journal, which said amid the uproar over the CIA's conclusions on Moscow's meddling in the U.S. election, Mike Turner is demanding the Obama administration release an unclassified assessment of Russia's meddling in foreign elections. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton sees an agenda at play. This report about Russia's influence operations in Europe must not be helpful to the Obama anti-Trump Russia narrative. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to sue in federal court to get it, Fitton said in a press release. Judicial Watch also filed suit early this week against the CIA Department of Justice and the Treasury Department, seeking numerous records related to the surveillance and leaks of now infamous conversation between Mike Flynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak that last December, when the Trump team was in transition. Flynn had denied he had any conversations with members of the Russian government. The subsequent leak of transcripts of the conversation to the Washington Post ultimately led to Flynn's resignation. What I'd like to know, still, and I think you guys are going to like this question, how is the Washington Post and the CIA, how is there not a conflict of interest? The guy who owns the Washington Post is also the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. I don't care what his real name is. That's what his name is to me. Jeff Bozo. He's a bozo. He also happens to have a $600 million contract with the CIA. How is that not a conflict of interest? Obviously, I understand as to why, because it's mainstream media. It's just, how do people not get that? Like, we have this entire, just the masses who don't understand that. Of course, maybe it's because they don't know it or care to know it. Just like we have a problem, folks. The mass majority of people aren't going to really care that the CIA is monitoring everything or can monitor everything. They can turn any cell phone, any TV, any computer, and any car into a weapon. And of course, the average individual, well, they'll say, they won't do that to me. I don't matter. But you could be around somebody that does. And that's why they would hack your phone. Either way, it doesn't matter. They can turn 85% of smartphones in the world into weapons. It should be about 100% because they've got Apple in there too, you know. They wanted to use BlackBerry's software, which BlackBerry, of course, is doing all this stuff for cars, the technology for cars. They wanted to use that technology to hack cars for assassinations. Makes you really wonder about previous and past assassinations that have gone on with cars. CIA knew Vault 7 was coming. This is big. The CIA knew this was going to happen. So the question is, why did WikiLeaks wait? Of course, they most likely had to because they were trying to filter out personally identifiable information, blah, 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 that WikiLeaks mentioned in the press release that we read yesterday. But the focus turns to contractors as the source of the leak. The CIA had potentially known that Vault 7 was coming, or something like that was coming. U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, told Reuters on Wednesday that the CIA had been aware of the impending leak of its cyber warfare arsenal since the end of last year. So they already knew that something like this was coming. They already knew. Which means WikiLeaks has had it for a long time. I don't know how long they've had it. I just question the timing of WikiLeaks' release. There's been several questions about Julian Assange over the past, well, even during the election cycle. There's been several questions that have been raised about him and his intentions. The timing of this is strange. Because the CIA already knows, which means that they already have either rebuilt or recreated a new hacking arsenal. that we're not supposed to know about, because we're supposed to focus on these 8,700 pages that were just released, and it's only 1% of the full documentation that WikiLeaks has and is going to release. The ramifications of this are going to be huge. Well, again, we're waiting to see what Trump does. We're waiting to see what the White House does. We're going to see how Congress responds. We're going to see what the FBI uncovers. The unnamed officials also confirmed that an internal investigation by the agency into the source of the leak is focused primarily on contractors who the agency believe passed the documents to WikiLeaks. They also stated that their belief that the 8,761 documents contained within the current Year Zero leak at the first of the Vault 7 series appear to be authentic. Did you hear that? Appear to be authentic. On Wednesday, the FBI also announced its federal criminal investigation into WikiLeaks following the latest release and stated that it will be coordinating their efforts with the CIA. Now, here's another one, too. Pocket Putin, the CIA's covert listening tool revealed. Literally, it's called Pocket Putin. WikiLeaks' massive Year Zero release on CIA's secret hacking techniques has revealed a covert listening post used by agents which may be named after Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to the confidential data release, the CIA has five secret listening posts called Pocket Putin. Have a look at this. I mean, this is madness. Pocket Putin, really? The CIA sure as hell has it out for Putin, that's for sure. But again, folks, it's a stage. Keep that in mind. Listening posts are used to monitor devices, such as computers and phones which have been hacked with the CIA's malware implants. Malware is malicious software used to disrupt or infiltrate computers and mobile devices. The Pocket Putin listening posts are virtual and are stored on a CIA server. So the listening posts, the comment I made earlier that anybody, that 85% or roughly 100% of smartphones could potentially be turned into weapons used by the CIA, this is something that this is in reference to. Because you have listening posts where, let's say, a computer is located in one room as Putin walks by, I'm using it hypothetically, as Putin walks by it, if he's talking to someone, the computer could send that data, the microphone and the camera, whatever, back to the CIA. Because it was infiltrated already with malware. Now, just how deep does the rabbit hole go? I'd like to thank you all for watching and listening. You will not want to miss tomorrow's exclusive. God bless you all and carry on.